Hello, this is Jean Carriger, President of Capstone Marketing. I am so excited today to have a Capstone conversation with Jean Giselius, Director of Marketing with Conway, Deutsch, and Schmiesing. Jean was recently named Volunteer of the Year by the Association for Accounting Marketing. But Jean, I think you joined AIM about 6 years ago, right, in 2015?
Yes, that's correct.
And Jean jumped in and led the design of the 2020 Emerge virtual conference, which was the first of its kind, by the way. So double thank yous for that. And Jean is also part of the Strategic Communications Committee, where she used her design skills to update AIM's media kit. And she also took the lead on AIM's branding guide, which was a huge project. And I happened to see a copy of it because I'm on another committee, and it turned out fantastic. So, Jean, thank you for all you're doing for AIM, and congratulations on being named Volunteer of the Year.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what a big surprise and honor. It really was a team approach on many of those projects. So I think, you know, it really goes to a team effort on the work that I did. But it was exciting being part of that Emerge conference and as well as some of those other projects.
Right. Now, I believe you were one of the winners who was in your office and you had colleagues there that knew about it and all. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, here I am sitting in my office, you know, attending the summit, and then they started describing, which it sure sounded like me, and I was so surprised. So one of my supervisor, our firm administrator, and my project manager knocked on the door and greeted me out to the hallway where everybody was, including my husband. So it was what a big surprise and welcome. And then our firm administrator and our managing partner did give me the award that I had received. So it was a fun day.
See, that's awesome. This is some of the, you know, through everything we've been through, like these past 15 months with the stupid pandemic, you know, it's also given us the opportunity to do some things a little differently, right? So I'm sure it was fun for you, and it was fun for all of us to watch it also. It was awesome.
Wonderful. Yep.
So speaking of the pandemic, can you share with us the biggest change that you've made in the firm's marketing program because of it?
I think it was really just the implementation of webinars, definitely on the PPP and the employee retention credit. So just the implementation of that to get that communication out to our clients and to the general public. We did open it to the public. So that was probably, you know, the first change that we saw. We had also just hired a director of business development in February, right before the pandemic hit. So we really did a pivot on our business development, and we launched our business advisory services with a very systematic approach. So it was really exciting to be a part of that, in addition to all the communication, the many law changes, and explaining the COVID-19 funding and stimulus opportunities for our clients. So yeah, it was a pretty intense, you know, year for us, but exciting to be a part of it.
Right. Well, and especially your colleague being a new employee 1 month before the pandemic.
And his specialty was, go ahead. His specialty was
really like you worked together a lot on it, like you were able to collaborate.
Yes, definitely. So his specialty was healthcare. So obviously we weren't able to, you know, get into the many of the hospitals and the clinic system. So the reason for the big change, and we included our PPP and our ERC consulting right in our business advisory skills. So we were helping our clients with that rollout. It was a great opportunity for our firm and for our clients.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Have you learned anything different about yourself as a result of this pandemic?
I think the content was just incredible, the amount, but you know that we're all capable. I think writing, you know, is a very difficult skill, but we are very capable, and with, you know, taking drafts and having it through a couple team reviews. We weren't purchasing content, so it was all, you know, content that we were creating along the way. And, you know, just the capability that our team had. I also think that we were able to divide and conquer as a team. So we created many task teams from the CARES Act to the PPP task teams. We had those niche markets that were going on at the same time. So we had meetings and we just kept everybody accountable and projects moving forward with those one, maybe, you know, 10, 15 minute weekly meetings so that we could keep track of our overall strategic marketing plans that we had developed.
Right. Well, that's music to my ears because I'm a huge niche marketing fan here, and I'm always encouraging my clients and firms to do that. So, and the fact that you're producing all the content on your own without purchasing content, that is a big job. So during all of this, were you working at home? Were you in the office? Was it a combination?
Yeah, it was a combination. I was home for probably 2 months during the early on when COVID hit, but then we did move into our office and were able to work kind of from our office. There were teams still with some of our offices that did work remote and are just coming back now and working in the office either, you know, 2 or 3 days a week or full time, but for the most part, I guess it was probably a 2 month period where I worked remote.
Right.
So yes, everything was by Zoom.
Right. Because, thankfully we have technology like this, right? Can you imagine, you know, yes, without this in your home and all these phone calls and email and all the rest of it? Oh my goodness, especially with the amount of collaboration you were doing. I bet it was nice to be able to look at each other in the eye every once in a while, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it was good with the Zoom. We're just implementing a new project management tool, Trello, which is really good too. So that's been good for our marketing projects so that we can have a coordinated effort too.
Wonderful. Okay, see another example of technology, right, and how much that works, right? Now, I know you've been in the industry about 6 years. What do you think is the biggest challenge of marketing within an accounting firm?
I guess I have to speak from a small to a medium-sized firm. So I think there's just so many opportunities. And, you know, even when I'm attending the, you know, the webinars or the roundtables from the Association of Accounting Marketing, there's just so much that a firm can do. But with limited resources, you really need to, you know, pick and choose. And I really think what Eric said is, you know, in a way, we're kind of generalists in some of these smaller firms, but you do need to pick and choose and, you know, do those projects, move those forward that really fit with your firm's mission and what can you do well. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge that I see as a two-person marketing, you know, team.
Right. I think that is a very intelligent way of looking at things because you are looking at it very much from a positive angle, as opposed to, you know, where we might go, you know, being, you know, overworked or overwhelmed or whatever word we want to put in there. And Eric's a pretty smart guy. So what did you think about Eric and Mitch ending the summit? I called it that 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it was amazing. What a great, you know, topics and way to end out the conference on a very positive note and very motivational for all of us as we head back to our offices and take a look at our projects and reevaluate really what we want to do. So, you know, I have a meeting with our firm administrator and a managing partner to highlight some of those key, you know, topics that were brought up or maybe changes that we want to implement here at our firm moving forward after attending summit. So yeah, it was a great ending.
That's great. Yeah. And the follow-up is so important, right? Because we all take all these notes and hear all these great ideas that we do need to make the time to actually figure out what to do with it all, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Tell me, has has anything changed, or has there been a significant change in accounting marketing since you joined the industry? That's about 6 years, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been here 12 years, and I think it's probably been the technology, you know, has changed, the digital marketing that we're capable to do, the search engine optimization, the use of marketing automation, which we're just piloting right now. So we are implementing a CRM with marketing automation, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things that I've seen with accounting marketing. But I've also seen a cultural shift within our firm, just that overall business development culture that is being created within our firm. And, you know, we're bringing in, you know, those soft skills, we're bringing in training programs, we've developed our own here within our firm at CDS, so that we're, you know, educating our team members on, you know, what they can do to help with business development. It's no longer those rainmakers. So it's a firm approach that we're seeing and that we're taking. So, and we're just trying to communicate all the, you know, the opportunities that marketing is doing, as well as what individual team members can do to take their own initiative on their business development skills.
Right. That's amazing. Now, you've been with your firm for 12 years, always in a marketing capacity?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Wonderful.
I started a project.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. You're doing a lot of great things there, Jean, because, you know, the younger you get your folks involved, you know, in marketing and business development, the better off it's going to be. Have you seen, you know, because in the different conversations and, you know, online networking I've been doing, I think another positive of this pandemic is that for many marketers, their partner groups truly understand now the value that they and the marketing discipline brings to the table in firms. And I don't know if that has been the case of your firm. You've talked about the culture. Is that something that you feel was always there, or did the pandemic kind of push it over the edge a little bit?
I think I'm seeing an increase, you know, just there, what they're seeing. Just I've been invited to their partner meetings now, you know, so I'm presenting marketing updates at the partner meeting when they have their strategic partner meeting coming up. They're having a, you know, 2-hour work session. So I'll be involved working on marketing aspects of that. So definitely there's been a change that I've seen, you know, over the last, I'd say definitely, you know, 15 months.
I think that is terrific. I'm just beaming here. I just think it's so fantastic, you know, on every level. Which factor or skill do you think has made you a successful marketer?
I think it's project management, and just the fact that I think marketers have such a great attention to detail in addition to their creativity. But, you know, we're continually bringing new ideas to the market, but we're doing it in a creative way. But it's that overall project management to keep things moving. There's so many moving parts, you know, to a campaign. And, you know, you have to literally have checklists for all of those so that nothing gets missed. So, you know, attention to detail, project management, and then just mixing that with creativity, I think, is an overall, you know, a big factor, a skill set that we have as marketers.
Right. Absolutely. What is your best piece of advice for other accounting firm marketers?
I think just, you know, take advantage of those networking opportunities, whether it's, you know, your annual conferences, from Summit to Emerge to the roundtables, gathering, you know, other members' feedback on what they're doing, attending those new circles, gatherings for feedback. You know, I've attended two now, and just a wealth of knowledge that, you know, that I'm receiving from, you know, other marketers. It's being involved in those committees, because you're hearing ideas, and you know, you're reading the articles as well to help you on projects that you're working on. So I think that's the big thing. And then also just, I think you do need to take time for yourself so you do have a good work-life balance. You can always do marketing, and there's always things to do, but you really, you know, you have to take time for yourself.
I couldn't agree more. First, talking about AIM and the value of AIM and the smart, fun people you meet. And I know, like me, you've met people who will be your friends forever. Yeah. You know, it's such a giving, valuable organization. So that's awesome. And it's, you know, I did read someplace, because we use this, you know, work-life balance word a lot. And there was an article that balance is not the right word, because it's not truly, we can't truly balance, but maybe it's just focusing, like really putting that time for yourself, like in your schedule, because you're right. Marketers are always busy. I mean, I think from day one, a marketer's busy, because the partners, whatever they don't know what to do with, they give it to the marketing director, right?
Yes.
Do you have any advice for other managing partners?
I think just keeping marketing involved in those the firm's strategic initiatives, those growth initiatives, and then always thinking outside the box with business development, that trying new technologies. You know, we're doing that right now with the CRM and marketing automation. You know, we just, in addition, mixed in with that traditional client referrals, you just always need to be thinking forward and, you know, maybe this is where it's going. You know, we still want that human experience, that human touch, but, you know, there is a mix. Like they said, most people are looking, you know, on websites first. So how can you have a good mix of technology and that personal human experience?
Right. Because we know that prospects look at websites and research firms before they even meet with them. And I think that has become even that much more important since this pandemic. So what does the online brand look like, right? What's the message you're communicating digitally?
Good.
Any final words, Jean? I don't want to put you on the spot, but it sounds like you are doing just so many things right within your firm, and then really being a great volunteer for AIM.
Thank you very much. I mean, I think, you know, it just motivates me, the different committees that I've been on, and, you know, it just helps with the work that I'm doing for our firm. I think we're a very, you know, innovative firm and always looking forward, but, you know, but still a small firm. So there's always room for improvement with anybody, but we're doing a great job.
Yes, absolutely. Well, folks, we've been talking today with Jean Giselius, Director of Marketing with Conway, Duth, and Schmiesing, and who was just named the Association for Accounting Marketing Volunteer of the Year. Jean, congratulations again, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Jean. Appreciate it.